CliffCentral.com.
Hey, are you a second? Are you a second born at home? Where in the sibling hierarchy do you fall,
Gareth? I'm you're the eldest. First born? You're the youngest, Mubs, and Sia's the youngest.
Okay, yeah. Amanda,
you're not the. Are you first, second, third? What's your position in the family?
In the family with your siblings.
I'm the last one out of. There's three older than me.
So. Ah, okay.
You're the baby.
Yeah. All right, no second borns in this studio.
Think about that for a second.
But maybe if you're listening, you are a second born.
Uh-huh.
According to new research, second born children now have an edge on their siblings.
I always thought they had a problem.
Well, Gareth, interesting that you say that, because that edge, as it turns out, is that second borns are likely to be the troublemakers of the two children.
Ah.
A report from Joseph Doyle, who's an MIT economist, has found that second-borns, particularly boys, no surprises here, are more likely to rebel and cause mischief. The first-born, the reasons that are provided for this is that the first-born has role models who are adults, you know, because first-born,
sure.
You're the only kid there, you arrive, your role models are adults. By the time the second-born arrives, there is already another child in the mix. Who is then likely to end up as his child's role model. But I mean, that role model is what? All of 2 years old at that stage?
Right.
So this is the proposed reason as to why second-born children are more than not likely to turn out to be the troublemakers of the two. Both the parental investments are different, and the sibling influences probably contribute to these differences that we see in the labor market and what we find in delinquency. This is now according to this MIT economist.
Delinquency, I like that.
It is very difficult to separate those two things because they happen at the same time.
All right.
To find these results, Doyle and his colleagues looked at thousands of sets of brothers in both the United States and Europe, and they found that firstborns simply have their parents' undivided attention, whereas those born later have to compete for that attention, which is part of where that rebelling also develops and
okay,
comes from.
But hang on, because it seems to me the study was only done on families where there are two children
yes.
and they are boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so in a situation where you're two boys in the family and you are the second born, this applies. Otherwise, it doesn't apply to the rest of us.
In general.
Okay.
Because...
So there are advantages. Because I always thought that the second born would be... a problem child.
Well, they're saying that he's likely to be the troublemaker. Is that what? I mean, isn't problem child and troublemaker the same thing?
All I think about when I hear problem child is that movie from the 80s with
Macaulay Culkin.
No, it wasn't Macaulay Culkin. It was some other kid, and John Ritter was the father, and this kid was just a nightmare. he was a nightmare. Does anybody remember the problem child? You remember that movie?
Oh, is that the name of the movie?
Yeah. This ugly little redhead child who just caused shit everywhere.
I really thought that it was Macaulay Culkin.
He burnt things down. Okay. He had other kids get hurt. He was such a disaster. Do you remember the child?
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking
okay,
about?
Okay, now I just Googled.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I think for me, what I've basically just noticed is it's often the middle kids who are lost, though. Because, you know, if you're the oldest, you are deemed the responsible one. If you're the youngest, yeah. you're deemed, like, you know, the baby of the family. Mm-hmm. Anyone in between, it's like, well, who am I?
Who cares about you?
Nobody.
I don't want to say that, but it kind of is true.
Well, the eldest usually gets a huge share of the attention. And by the time the youngest comes along, they've learned to stand on their own 2 feet. And the middle kid is kind of in limbo. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in a family of three. And that does happen, I suppose. I don't know. My brother is very focused. He's very together. He's the only one who's got kids. He's, you know, he's stable, all that stuff. Not that my sister and I are unstable, but we're definitely not as, he's very together. He's very kind of, he's grounded. You know, my sister and I are kind of a little bit all over the place. She's very focused on her work. I'm very focused on my work. But we don't, we're quite loose in other ways.
But do you really think that has to do with the fact that he's a middle child?
Yeah, I do. I think where you grow up in the family is very, very important. It does define certain aspects of your character, your personality.
So what is it? It's the balance of being independent, but...
Yeah. Bit of that. You know, it's not, I'm not saying I'm no psychologist, but there's something going on there. CliffCentral.com.